You know, really a remarkable man has just been selected the Chamber, Dallas Chamber's chairman. And it's a great story. John Olajuwon is the founder and CEO of Dallas-based Axis, which, you know, is in the healthcare business. He's been on the program before. And it's in technology and it's leading edge. But now, at the age of 38, he is the youngest chairman of the board of the Dallas Regional Chamber. And they've been in business for over 100 years, 111 years. And John Olajuwon has worked us into his schedule. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
How do you do all this? I mean, that's a big, being the chairman of the chamber is a big job.
It is.
You got to introduce a lot of speakers. You got to clip a lot of ribbons.
It's fun. Looking
Kiss
forward.
Kiss babies.
Yes. But, you know, so you asked, how do I do all this? Takes a village. We've got a great team that makes makes things easy. And at the DRC, the chamber, we've got a great team there as well. So I'm looking forward to working with them to keep making our region the best place to live, work, and do business.
Well, your business is in great shape. I mean, it's growing, and you're 38 years old. You're right in your prime, and this is the time you ought to be humping. And but you've never you started out in Nigeria.
Yes.
You came here to go to school.
Yes.
Right. And now.
Right.
You this know, is like they make movies out of this stuff.
Really? Okay.
Don't you think?
I guess so. You know, but I came here to go to college. It was always my dream to go to college in America, growing up in Lagos, Nigeria. So it's been a blessing to have been able to, for that to have been fulfilled, yeah, and to live the life I live and try to make the world better for other people.
So tell me about the chamber. How did you get involved with the chamber?
Great question. When you're building an organization, you want the opportunity to meet with many of the outstanding business leaders in our community, and the chamber provides that. So I joined just to learn from others, and when I started the business, I mean, joining the chamber was the last thing on my mind. And looking back, that was a mistake. You know, I joke with my friends that maybe if I had joined 4 years sooner, I could have been chair 4 years sooner.
Well, wait, so it's not just a bunch of people standing around trying to sell insurance to each
no,
other,
no,
right?
Not at all. And I think that's what makes the Dallas Regional Chamber is the best chamber in the country by far. You know, it's a place where leaders meet each other. And I talk about this idea of a force for good business being a force for good. The business leaders in our community, beyond making a profit, are committed to making our community stronger. And these are real people, and I've had many of them are my friends, and I've learned so much from them. And I and others on my team have benefited tremendously from those interactions. And I'll tell you, it's helped our business grow.
I know. I was looking at a release the chamber put out when you were selected to be the chairman. And it talked about the initiatives that you wanted. And one, I just doesn't surprise me at all, I guess, but is promoting education.
Yes.
So how do you want to do that? In fact, last time I saw you, you were lunching with a well-known educator that I saw.
Right. You know, we're experiencing a lot of prosperity in our region. You know that. To sustain that prosperity into the future, it's important that we have an educated workforce. And you know, there are three important pillars that the chamber is focused on: economic development, talent attraction, and talent pipeline. And the talent pipeline piece is about educating everyone in every neighborhood to help fuel and support our success into the future. So the reality is we cannot continue to have this success into the future if we're not educating our workforce.
I agree. Completely agree. But what can the chamber do about this?
Well, a lot of things. You know, I mentioned earlier about the idea of business being a force for good. So I'll give you one good example.
Okay.
So the chamber has a program with the Dallas Independent School District called Principal for a Day, where CEOs have the opportunity to actually go be shadow principals in all our different schools and see what that's like. So I did that many years ago, for instance, where I was principal for a day at a school here called Kennedy Curry Middle School in the South Dallas area. And I did that, and I was just astonished at how much work that principal did. And I saw what was going on there, and I saw there was an opportunity where we could get involved. So what we did at Access was, in a sense, adopted the school.
Oh, really?
Yes. And we funded STEM programs for them. We have career days at Access where we bring the kids over from that school to our offices to see what's going on. And, you know, I'm one of those people that believe that, you know, by beholding, you become. The kids have to see success. They need to know what an engineer looks like. They need to know what just different marketing executive look like. They need to see that. So we've had an opportunity to show them that. And that's just what Access is doing. There's several other organizations in our region that are doing similar things. So that's making a profound impact.
No, I get it? It makes a big difference. It makes a big difference.
So that's just one of many examples of things that business leaders in our community are doing to strengthen education.
You know, you're coming into the chamber, I would think, at a pretty good time. I mean, Dallas went through a long swoon. Mm-hmm. It just hemorrhaged businesses and people. And meanwhile, we populated Richardson, then Plano, then Frisco, then McKinney, and, mm-hmm. you know, headed west and east and south. And now Dallas proper, looks mm-hmm. like it's on a roll. I mean, from uptown to even maybe the creation of Midtown out at Preston and LBJ.
Right. You know, for the entire region, if you really think about it, Dallas is the brand. You know, if you go to different parts of the country, different parts of the world, you say you're from the Dallas area. So it's important that Dallas thrives and Dallas does well. And I'm glad you're seeing all the progress that's happening. It's exciting to see. And as business leaders, as we continue to make those investments, we can keep things are great. Dallas is already, in my opinion, the best place to live, work, and do business already. But there are lots of things that we can do to keep making investments to improve infrastructure, improve education, and just promote and sustain that success going forward.
I think it's outstanding. I think you're going to be they're very lucky to have you. You're going to be a great chairman. But you do understand that when these developers from Legacy mm-hmm. West or something come up to you and try to make you some cushy deal for the Access tower that they're going to build, you can't do it, right?
Well, we'll talk about that later.
Let's talk about Access. Come on back and we'll visit.
Okay,
But have a good year. Have a good tenure.
Thank
John
you. I appreciate it. It takes a village. We're all in this together. And I'm sure as we all work together, we'll continue to have a community that we can all be proud of.
Yeah. You got a big village.
Thank you.
John Olajuwon is founder and CEO of Access and the chairman of the board of the Dallas Regional Chamber. For more of our conversation with Mr. Olajuwon, then then go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.